Tyler Brayton had his own way of getting it done with Jeremy Stephens. I haven't seen it quite so blatant with the Raiders. They're usually just slightly more subtle, kneeing the guy in the groin. But can you remember in your time, Seth, anything like that happening?
No, I can't. And it's amazing that it happened and there wasn't further retaliation. It's just unbelievable. I can certainly understand his frustration playing on a team that awful. But my goodness, you know, when you lose it that bad, you know, and with within a game on that stage, wow.
On Monday night, and Randy Kovacs, should he be suspended, and for how long?
I don't know if he should be suspended. He certainly should be fined. You know, the
you're
5,
so compassionate.
The $5,000 or $10,000 fine he probably definitely should get, but I don't know about a suspension. They're saying that not that you forgive the second guy, he's always the one caught, but we know Jeremy Stephens has a little bit of a reputation, and supposedly there was a lot of extracurricular activity going on before the knee.
And one of the things that really surprises me, and I think you're going to begin to see more of it, is with this high D television, you're going to be able to pick up, just like you could pick up that tar on Kenny Rogers' thumb, you're going to be able to pick up things going on, the so-called under-the-pile stuff, the behind-the-scenes stuff is going to be a little bit more difficult to hide. Seth, when you were playing, which was not that long ago, there were some things that were done to you by different teams. What was the most common thing that players would be able to get away with if, because the camera couldn't quite pick it up?
I don't know. I don't know so much as, you know, when you're under a pile, you know, there's a lot of things that go on. I think more than anything, it's just the trash talking is the biggest thing. And I think that, you know, going into this game, the Raiders know what Jeremy Stephens' reputation is. So, I mean, you have to monitor yourself, you know, accordingly. And I can certainly understand, you know, his reaction. But you really do. In my opinion, I think that the fine isn't severe enough. Because, I mean, you're not talking about just kicking a guy in the leg. Come on. You know, you're talking about kneeing a guy in the groin. You know, and I think that's pretty serious business. It was blatant. It was really obvious, you know, what he was trying to do. It was a malicious act, you know. And I just believe that not only should he be fined, but he should be suspended some games. And I'm really shocked that the NFL... You know, and I don't think that the whole Jeremy Stephens instigators, you know, whatever, I don't think that's really should even play in, should even factor in, because that's just the nature of the game. Everybody talks junk.